Jenny's Boat by Noel Parent. One cloudy day, on the shore of a quiet lake, there sat a little girl named Jenny. Jenny dreamed of adventure and always felt something calling her to a distant place. Yet Jenny did not know where this place was or what was calling her. As the rays of the rising sun pierced through the early morning mist, Jenny saw something floating upon the water. A lone little boat appeared through the vanishing fog and came to the shore where Jenny was sitting. To her surprise, on the side of the boat there was written the name Jenny. As Jenny sat there, wondering where this boat could have come from and why it was here, a voice that seemed to come from the boat whispered to her, "I am your boat, dear Jenny. I will take you wherever you wish to go. Will you come?" "I wish to go to a distant place to find what is calling me." "Yes, I will go," Jenny replied happily, with a big smile across her face. All of a sudden, a bright flash of light spread everywhere, all around her, as if the sun had exploded. When Jenny opened her eyes afterwards, she found herself inside her boat in the middle of a vast sea, with the sun shining above. "Which way would you like to go?" the boat's whispering voice asked. Jenny looked all around and couldn't see anything at all, only more water. "I guess we'll go that way," Jenny replied as she pointed to the west. The boat immediately started to move quickly across the water. Suddenly, the sea began to get very restless. A big wind came, creating giant waves. The little boat struggled against the strong wind. "Where did this big wind come from?" Jenny cried out in amazement. The little boat's voice whispered back, "Perhaps it's here to tell us we're going in the wrong direction." A big gust of wind came at that moment and made Jenny fall to the deck of the boat. As she got up, Jenny cried out, "Yes, I think maybe we're going the wrong way. Let's turn around and go back." And immediately the boat turned and started to go east. After some time, Jenny wondered what she should be looking for in such a big place. At that moment, Jenny heard a sound as water came splashing upon her from the side of the boat, getting her all wet. When she looked into the sea, she saw that it was a seal splashing around with its fins. "Do you want to play?" the seal asked Jenny with a smile. "Sure, why not?" Jenny replied. "Then follow me," barked the seal as he began to swim away. The boat followed until they came to a small rock island. There were many other seals playing on the rocks and making lots of noise together. Jenny saw they were having lots of fun. "Come and join us," said the seal. "Okay," she said, and then jumped into the sea. She spent a long time with the seals, swimming with them, playing games, and laughing all the time. The seals loved Jenny and asked her to stay with them. But Jenny knew this was not the place that was calling her. She knew she had to move on. So, after saying goodbye to her new friends, she got back on the boat and sailed off in a different direction. After a while, Jenny saw something moving in the water ahead. "Hey, boat, let's see what that is," Jenny exclaimed. As they got closer, Jenny saw that it was a group of dolphins. The dolphins quickly came towards the boat as soon as they noticed it. "Where are you going, Jenny Boat?" the dolphins all asked together in one happy voice. "I don't know where I'm going," Jenny replied. I'm trying to find something that has been calling me, but I don't know how to find it. You must listen to your heart, Jenny Boat, the dolphins said all together in their one voice. You must listen very closely, very quietly, like we do. Then your heart will show you the right way to go, Jenny Boat. Yes, you're right, Jenny replied. Thank you, my dolphin friends. Then the dolphins began to swim away, one of them leaping into the air, waving goodbye to Jenny with its fin and a happy grin. As the dolphins swam off into the distance, Jenny told the boat to stop. She lied down on the deck of the boat and looked up into the vast blue sky above. The sun seemed to be going down more quickly. She closed her eyes and started to listen quietly inside her heart. After a few moments, a little spark of joy awakened inside her. Something was calling her again. She leaped up onto her feet and looked out into the sea. Off in the far distance, Jenny saw what looked like a small island with a single tree. At first it looked like just a little speck on the horizon, but when she closed her eyes and looked with her heart, she could see the island clearly and felt that it was calling her very strongly. "Hey, boat, we must go to that island," she yelled out. "Are you sure, Jenny?" the boat asked. "Yes, yes, yes," cried Jenny. "That is where I will find what is calling me." So the little boat began to move towards the island. After a little while, they got close enough that Jenny could see someone was on the island. When they got close enough, Jenny told the boat to stop. "I'm going to swim to the island," she told the boat, and she leaped into the sea. Jenny swam quickly to the island, and there, sitting on the shore, was a little boy. The little boy did not say anything, but smiled at Jenny with big eyes. "Have you been calling me here?" Jenny asked the little boy. "I thought maybe you called me here," replied the little boy. "But how on earth did you get here on this island?" asked Jenny. The little boy replied, "I don't know. One day I was walking in my magic forest and I felt something calling me. So I climbed this tree, which is here, to see what was calling me. But when I got to the topmost branch, I felt sleepy and fell asleep. And when I woke up, here I was, on this island." At that moment, a flock of birds came and landed all around Jenny and the little boy. The largest bird came forward and began to speak to them. "High above the earth we fly, and we see and hear everything below us. We heard you wondering about what has been calling you, so we have come to tell you this. There is something calling all of us, everything, all the time. It calls us birds as we fly wherever we go. It calls us to find food to eat, and it calls us when we sleep. It calls us to each other, and it calls us in our joy of living. It calls the winds and the rains. It calls the waters of the seas and the trees of the forest. It calls every movement of life and lives inside everything. It is the same thing that calls both of you and has brought you together on this island." Then the bird looked at them with a gentle smile, turned around, and flew off into the sky as the other birds began to follow. Finally, Jenny understood. What was always calling her was not far away from her at all. It was right inside of her all along. the great adventure she was seeking was her very own self, Jenny. And she knew that her adventure would never really end. It would continue in many new and unexpected ways forever. Then Jenny looked at the little boy and took his hand softly. "You're part of my adventure," she said to him. "Would you like to come with me on my boat?" The little boy replied gratefully, "Yes, we're on the same adventure. Let's go together." So they ran out into the sea and swam towards the boat. As they came closer, Jenny noticed that the name on the side of the boat had changed. Now it said, "Jenny and Benny." As they got on the boat, Jenny asked the little boy, "Do you know where to go now?" The little boy replied, "No, not me. I only know that we have to follow the sun and never let it out of our sight." And once again, the boat began to move. As Jenny and the little boy sailed off together towards the setting sun, the waters of the ocean became very calm and clear. A sparkling mist began to form all around the boat, as if the watery droplets of air were dancing lights everywhere. The calling within her did not feel far away to Jenny any more. It was right there. The shining, sunlit mist began to glow brighter and brighter until finally a burst of golden light spread out everywhere. And then the boat was suddenly gone. Jenny and the little boy continued their adventure together in another magical place where all dreams eventually come true. The end.